Good morning, Jan and Todd and Diane.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
Thank you.
Good morning, Jonathan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Good morning to you too.
There.
Now I can see you, Jan.
Yes, thank you. I thought I was there and then I...
Your sound was fine, you just didn't have the camera on.
Hi, Todd. Been a long time. Good to see you. Okay.
Yeah, Suzanne's actually at church today, so I get the computer.
Oh, all to yourself.
Usually when she's running her Zoom meeting, and then I try to get on this Zoom meeting, our internet kind of gets shaky.
Yeah. Hi, Peggy. Bye, Peggy.
I do. Hi, I'm half a Peggy.
You are Peggy. Okay.
I'm Peggy today.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're not quite as pretty as Peggy.
I understand that.
Are we missing Pastor today?
He's right here, just a little off camera.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I can see you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
so you're up on the big screen. Yep.
Jonathan should have said, yeah, I'm doing a sermon.
This is where I can't.
He looks like he's about ready to take over here, yeah. So I'm going to trade places with him.
All right, we're good.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
We'll give it a couple more minutes for people to jump in here. Good morning, Todd, Bill and Peggy. Oh, got a few more people coming on here. Good morning, Kay.
Morning.
Morning, Rick. And Carol, hi.
Hi. Just got up.
Morning, darlings. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and start right in. Good to see all of you. We do have that drive-in service at 11 o'clock here at Peace. It's, of course, raining and just, oh, man. So a challenge for us, but if you're an attendee, you just get to sit in your car. You can bring coffee and just enjoy. So it couldn't be any better. But we do want to make sure we kind of close this out within decent time, 10:15 or so we can get ready, everything set up. I just want to start off by giving thanks to everyone that's helped out to get this kind of going. Jonathan's right next to me. He's here each week and just thankful for, you know, he comes over and just figures it out when I'm like, oh, man, that can't be it. And Oscar's here, too, thankful for his help with the sound. And he's running around getting the piano ready. And so good things. Just a couple things to share, and then I'll give you guys a couple minutes to share things that you may have. You know, on my post for the service this morning on my Facebook page, I shared something that is really true. It's hard for families to gather for funerals these days. We've had at least three funerals or three people die since January 1st at Peace. And two of the three, they weren't able to have, you know, services because they couldn't get their families gathered. So what we're doing at Peace is we're going to start doing this. I thought it was a good idea, and that is to have in the service a page dedicated to the person that passed away the week before, 2 weeks after that. And we'll have a picture of them in the service with a prayer and then also a song of their choice. And so in today's service, if you check out our online service, we're giving a time to really remember Lou Rank. We got a picture there and we got a prayer. And the flowers, too, if you can look behind me, let me adjust on the altar. Those are from Luann Rank, her daughter. So just want to share that encouragement to check out the service today. The online service has that feature. So I think it's really cool. It gives us all time to reflect and give thanks for Lou's life. It's hard to do in this time to have that time to kind of remember that person. So. Let's see. Also wanted to share with you really cool news that is on Monday, February 8th at 7 p.m., we're going to have another Zoom meeting like this, and we'll be connecting with the missionary we are supporting in Cambodia, J.P. Sima. So that's going to be really awesome. So, you know, I'm hoping we have at least 10, 20 people from our congregation that are on the call to kind of find out what that ministry is like in Cambodia. By the way, is anyone up for a mission trip to Cambodia? Anybody? Anybody?
Me.
Rick,
me,
you're up for
Trudy.
It? Trudy?
I am. I'm up for it.
All right. We're going to start thinking about it.
I got my vaccination and my visa.
Yeah. All right.
Hi there.
Before we had kids, Alicia and I went on many, many mission trips to many foreign countries. So that's something in our DNA. And we're going to be going back to that, Alicia and I, as much as we can now that our kids are getting a little older. So be looking for some maybe Cambodia. That sounds really interesting to me. So anyways, be looking for a way to connect with that. Email me if you want the link. That's JP Sima. And the date is Monday, February 8th, so at 7 p.m. All right. Also, check out the newsletter. Callie sent it out, I think, on Friday. Lots of information in there. The really cool thing that I would, you know, just highlight in there is that we're going to be doing another distribution. Peace is kind of organizing that right now. It has really a lot of things that will highlight our Lent journey together. So you're going to get ashes, and there will be some direction for you to put that on yourself. Pastors don't need to do that, by the way. Anyone can put ashes on there. Not a sacrament or anything, you know, magical. The ashes are just a reminder of our mortality. That's all. And so that's a good thing to do. So check that out. You're also going to get a bulb. And the purpose of the bulb is to just care for it. Over the season of Lent. And guess what happens to that bulb?
Hopefully it grows.
It flowers and grows. And that is also an Easter message. That is, we get new life, we grow. And even when we die, God will raise us up and we'll flower as well. And then there's also going to be a devotion booklet there that can guide you through the season of Lent. It's a good one. So pretty excited about that. So just wanted to share that with you. Do you guys have anything to share? How are you guys doing?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Joan, are you, Joan and Beverly, how are you especially?
We're doing fine, but Gail has left. She left.
What?
Bob drove her away on Friday.
Yeah.
Putting her house up.
Yeah, so Gail Taylor, just news for everyone. Gail Taylor is moving back to California. So that may be happening within the next couple days. So I'm thinking, Joan.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so that's what Joan's sharing with us. And so that's kind of sad. She'll be back with us, you know, on visits. So I'm pretty sure of that. But she is closing up her house and she's going to be selling it in the weeks ahead, I think. Was that right, Joan and Beverly?
Well, maybe not weeks. It's going to be weeks before they come back again to make up their mind about things.
Oh.
It seems to run slow.
Okay.
You guys will miss her. I'll miss her too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm. And
yeah. Jan?
Trudy, it was so good to see your mom. There she is. It's
hey,
good
Dottie.
To see her, Dottie.
Sorry about that. I was talking with the caregiver, but Mom, everyone's saying hi.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi, Dottie. good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Good to see your smile.
Hi, Dottie.
Birdie. Give us that smile again, Dottie.
All right. Well, good. Anything else to share? Just and you can share. Hey, you know, don't feel like this is like a formal Bible study or anything. You can just jump in and share and say, hey, I got something to talk about. Because that's the beauty of this connection, is we're able to just see each other and share. That's really important.
So do you remember Denise Gwynn? She came to the
yes.
A couple of times. And I think she brought her mother a couple of times too. Her mom had a stroke on Thursday. So she's in the hospital at the moment, and Denise is looking for a care place for her. You know, she's because she was living with Denise here in some apartments, but so she's going to try and find a care place for her, and hopefully she'll be okay.
Yeah, that's good to know. We did get more phone calls from people in the community that are new, that are looking for a church home in the last couple weeks. That's interesting. I'm going to meet with somebody on Tuesday afternoon. They were there for church. So people are starting to kind of plug into us, and that's kind of neat. It's kind of a weird thing that they have watched us. We'd have no clue there. It's kind of a weird feeling, is like talking to someone and they're like, oh yeah, you talked about your wife last week. And oh yeah. And I was like, I don't know who you are, but anyway, that's the world we live in these days. So pretty weird.